stay there. Congratulations.
Hi, thank you very much.
You won some big money today, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, yeah. $25,000.
Do you believe that, or what are you thinking?
Well, it turned out I thought it was a $25 winner, and I forgot to scratch off the bonus numbers. And two of the bonus numbers completed the X on the bingo.
Oh, wow.
And so, but I didn't, the first, but I didn't hear that until, you know, the guy behind the counter told me, he's like, no, Merry Christmas, you won $25,000. And I said, you sure? I thought I won $25. And, but I hadn't, like I said, scratched up the bonus number. So, yeah, it's kind of shocking. It is, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah, awesome. That is. So you had no idea until they scanned it for you there at the...
I was going to get them all scanned, but I told them I gave them two. I said one of these is a $25 one, but like I said, I don't know if it said there was bonus numbers on the front where you scratch off. I think it just says it on the back, and after we got back into the car, after we left the grocery store, I looked on the back, and I'm like, and then there it says there's some, you know, bonus numbers as well as the regular numbers, and then actually at that time I scratched out the bonus numbers and I saw that the two I needed were there.
Oh, awesome. So was this just happened here, or when did?
It happened a couple days ago.
Okay.
On Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I had taken it in the next day on Sunday.
Gotcha. And where was the lucky store at with this?
There's a Hy-Vee gas station across from a Hy-Vee grocery store in Dubuque, Iowa.
Okay.
And it's the Asbury location. But there's a Hy-Vee gas station across the other way, and I just stopped in there for a soda. So.
Gotcha, and you decided to get a lottery ticket then too? And
yeah, actually I had forgotten the soda at the grocery store, so I'm like, I just saw that there was some there, I'm like, well, it's the holidays. I just buy four, and I bought four bingos.
And Merry Christmas to you, then.
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, it's awesome. It'll definitely help out.
Yeah, do you get some big plans for the prize money, or what?
We have a 1-year-old boy, and he'd probably get a minivan. Put that money towards the minivan.
Sure.
And then maybe a pop-up camper. That's pretty much it. Unless I won more, I'll put it. I might be able to probably have to kick in some money on a minivan and hand a pop-up.
Sure.
After all said and done. But I'm pretty excited about that. So that's kind of a load off. We don't have to worry about other stuff because of...
Sure.
Yeah, so.
Did you ever think you'd win the lottery?
No, I barely play. Probably the last time I played was in Michigan, this time last year, and I won a couple bucks, and before that, I might have bought a few tickets in Iowa at some point, but I can't even remember the last time it was.
So was there anything special about the bingo, or you just like bingo game, or?
Ones I use at a button the pass are always bingo.
Okay.
You know, I just kind of like, it lasts longer, scratch it off, you know, just sometimes. I think I might have had a little success in the past, but just, you know, just a free ticket or $2 or maybe $10, but nothing. So like I said, I barely bought, you know, tickets to begin with. So.
Sure. It just shows you how random it is. And there's people who've been playing every day for years and
sure,
never hit anything. So, yeah. And your whole family knows about this? Or who have you told? And
Just a few friends and a couple of coworkers, but not many. And just my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So not too many people. I'm not going to. I don't know.
Did they believe you, or?
Oh, yeah. They, well, at first, they were just kind of like, no way. And then I'm like, yeah, No joke, right? Yeah. So they were all pretty happy about it. So just can go towards some things, like I said, you know,
sure,
maybe that, and maybe, you know, instead of tent camp, and now we can maybe get a little pop-up or something.
Hey, that sounds awesome. That's something I would do, probably.